You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, do you eat energy bars? If so, you have a lot of company. We'll find out how they came on the scene, how they evolved, and what their popularity says about us. First, if you get health insurance benefits with your job, it can work different ways. There might be one plan, take it or leave it, or you might get a choice from some different coverage options. But when it comes to figuring out which plans you get to choose from, that's often something HR departments do with the help of something called an insurance broker. In his latest piece, our next guest took a closer look at that small part of the health insurance industry and the ways it may contribute to rising health insurance costs in the United States. Marshall Allen covers healthcare for ProPublica. His piece is titled, Behind the Scenes, Health Insurers Use Cash and Gifts to Sway Which Benefits Employers Choose. Marshall, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate your interest.
Now, these insurance brokers, this is a part of the healthcare market that I think is probably invisible to most of us. Who are they? What do they do?
Well, so independent health insurance brokers are really advisors to employers. So employers can pick health benefits for their employees. And so the independent brokers will work with all different types of employers, from small employers with under 50 employees all the way up to employers with hundreds or even thousands of employees. And the real catch here is that they're supposed to represent the interests of the employers, and they would say that they do that. But the way that they're paid traditionally is all through the insurance companies. So insurance companies will pay them a base commission. The commission will be based. It works a lot of different ways. So this is there's not a universal way that this works, but traditionally they'll be paid a percentage of the premium. So let's say a company spends, let's say there's 100 people in a company and they spend $1 million a year in premiums. That broker might get 3 to 5% of the total, which would be $30,000 to $50,000. And then in that case, it kind of creates an incentive where if the healthcare costs go up, the broker actually makes more money. They might get a fixed fee. Then they also get bonuses. The bonuses can be based on the total volume of employers they bring to an insurance company. They can be based on the retention of employers. And a lot of this bonus money comes behind the scenes. The employers aren't always told about it, and it's not always disclosed. And so there's a lot of, when I talk to ethics experts and even brokers, they said that this really creates a conflict of interest for the brokers. They're supposed to be advising the employers and getting them the best value, but meanwhile they're paid by the insurance companies, and sometimes through bonuses and different incentives that lead them to make more money when the employer spends more.
Yeah, talk about some of those other incentives. It isn't just more cash. There's some weird little perks that they might get if they sell the right kind of insurance to enough customers.
Well, I looked and I found all different types, you have to realize with healthcare, it's very localized. And so different states have different rules, different cities have different plans. But I found Cigna in one case offering a trip to Bermuda for their top selling brokers where they'd get to spend 5 days on the beach at one of the island's luxury resorts. I found another plan in New York that offered its top-selling brokers the chance to go to bat against the legendary New York Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera. And other times it's just cash. I mean, I found some plans where if you enroll enough employees in a large group plan, you can get a bonus of $100,000, even up to $150,000. That's just for enrolling one large group with an insurance company.
Now, that would all be well and good, I guess, if it were the insurance company's own sales staff. But again, these are brokers who theoretically are advocating on behalf of not the insurance company, but the employer who's trying to buy insurance, right?
That's exactly right. Now, sometimes, insurance companies will have employed agents, and I don't think any broker or any employer would ever think that an employed agent is working on their behalf. But these are independent brokers, and they really do present themselves as independent advisors who are looking out for the best interests of the employers. And what I found is this is all a very evolving market. And right now, some of the brokers are changing the way they get paid. And they're saying that the traditional way is creating too many conflicts of interest for them. And so instead of getting paid through the insurance company, they're still getting paid a fee because the brokers do provide a valuable service. But instead of having it paid by the insurance company or having it built into the commission or into the premium, they're getting paid directly on a flat fee basis by the employers. And in some cases, they're even getting a bonus based on how much money they save the employer. And it's important to highlight here, we're not talking about saving the employer money by making the benefits worse, because that's actually been the way it's been done over the last 20 years. Anyone who gets their coverage through their employer probably notices a trend, and the trend is that the employee keeps paying more and keeps getting less for their money. That's been the trend over the last 20 years in the United States. The costs just get passed down to the little guy. But some of these brokers are coming up with creative benefit designs and creative benefit plans that cut out a lot of the middlemen that are really sucking a lot of our money out of our paychecks. And they're coming up with better plans with better benefits that actually reduce the cost for the employers and for the workers, believe it or not.
Talking to Marshall Allen, healthcare reporter for ProPublica, about a largely invisible part of the health insurance market, independent brokers who connect employers with insurance providers. Marshall, in your piece on this, you feature a company here in Wisconsin, actually, that's made a big change. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, this is really an amazing story. It's almost like a unicorn in the employee benefits world. This company called Palmer Johnson Power Systems, which is a heavy equipment distribution company in Madison, Wisconsin, they teamed up with a broker who was doing things a little bit different way. This guy, David Contorno, is affiliated with an organization called the Health Rosetta. And the Health Rosetta believes in being very transparent with employers, getting paid directly by employers. So anyway, they changed the incentives for this broker, and he came up with a benefit plan that improved the benefits and actually saved them so much money that in 2017, they saved so much money, they took all 120 employees on an all-expenses-paid trip to Vail, Colorado, where they rode four-wheelers and went whitewater rafting. And then the next year, 2018, the company saved so much money again that it rewarded each employee with a bonus check of about $700.
Is this, so that sounds like a success story, Marshall. Is this an idea that's catching on? Are more employers looking at a case like this and saying, hey, wait, I want in on that too?
It is catching on. And I think the reason it's catching on is because employers and workers cannot keep spending this kind of money. I mean, if you look at the typical American family, they have thousands of dollars less in their paychecks and their pockets right now than they did even, say, 5 years ago. And it's because the healthcare costs keep rising by 5 or 10% a year. That adds up. That's compounding interest in the wrong direction, and it is breaking employers and it's breaking employees. And so really they are desperate to find solutions that are unusual but still effective and that are not kind of the traditional way that the insurance companies have done things. And what they would say is it's really important to break free of the insurance industry payments, because right now the insurance industry keeps a lockdown on those brokers who they pay, because if those brokers go against what the insurance company does, they can get cut off by the insurance company and they can lose all their commissions and bonuses.
A weird incentive you found in a couple cases was companies that gave a first-year bonus. When you brought a new employer over to an insurance company, you got a big bonus. That incentivized what? Getting companies to change insurance plans every year?
Well, exactly. This is where, you know, you start getting into the nitty-gritty of this, and it's very complicated, and you can understand why employers aren't really familiar with it. But brokers told me about some of the supplemental benefits for, say, like cancer care or disability benefits or extra hospital care policies. Some of these commissions on these plans are 30%, 40%, 50% of the premium. I mean, they're extremely high. And you got to remember that it's the company or the employer and the worker who pays that commission, not the insurance company. So the insurance company doesn't mind making it really high, but they'll front load the commission. So the commissions might only be paying out at that rate, really high rate in the first year. And then that incentivizes the brokers to go to the employers every year and say, you need to switch to a different disability plan, or you need to switch to a different specialty cancer care plan, just because they keep loading up on that benefit in the first year of coverage.
And briefly, Marshall, you reached out to a lot of insurance companies to try to figure out their broker reward incentive structure. What did you hear back from them?
You know, the insurance companies told me, hey, we're not doing anything illegal. This is how it's always been done. We always encourage brokers to match employers with the best possible benefits. So the insurance companies, hey, look, they said, we're not doing anything wrong. And you know what? Technically, they're not. This is the way it's always been. It's just now people are starting to raise questions about this conflict of interest that's been baked into the process.
Marshall, thanks for joining us again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
That's Marshall Allen, healthcare reporter for ProPublica. He was with us to talk about his latest piece on health insurance brokers and their role in the rising costs of American health insurance, part of a longer ongoing series, actually, about the causes of high health insurance costs in the United States.